Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the LEGIONPODCAST. I am Murray, and this week I am definitely an agent of yoga. Yow, ouch, groan, arg. It's brutal. I woke up and I was just walking the dogs, minding my own business, and my back decided to go all twingy, and I've been just stiff for the last couple of days. So I thought, oh, I'll go to yoga. I went in the morning. I never go in the morning, but I went with all the blue-haired old ladies and thinking it would be like nice, slow, because that's how they advertised it. Slow flow, easy flow yoga. I thought, okay, yeah, I can do this. Like, no, it was, I mean, yes, it was, but it was also like, oh, all these old ladies were doing like these wild stretches with their arms and their legs way all over the place. And
yeah,
poor old body was creaking and cracking. And anyway, I am on the mend, but yoga did not.
That is some.
It did. I mean, it did my body well. It just didn't do my confidence well.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask, you're on the mend from what, your back issue, or you're on the mend from yoga, and then you have to worry about the back issue still.
Well, maybe both. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yes. Anyway, I'll be fine. The 80-year-olds are much better than me, so they're going to be great.
So, exactly. like DC Sci-Fi Comics? Because we might need a replacement, it sounds like, soon.
Yes, if it's not the cold, it's the yoga. That's always me.
Very nice. Well, I am the, well, not CEO, but the owner of New Job. So now I need everything to wear. Jammies are out, boy.
That's true. Going to work means you do need to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Yeah. Now it's a permanent full time at the same place I've been for the last 6 months. The past 6 months, it's been completely remote, and now it's mostly remote, but definitely in for at least one day a week. And so it means, oh, actually dressing like a human again.
You've got this one step at a time.
Yeah, I got to put pants on. Oh, man.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Because, you know, here it's been like, yeah, you know, PJ pants and hoodies or sweatpants and hoodies. And it's been very comfortable. You know, of course, who am I talking to? Shorts all summer and much of the fall. I mean, you know.
I'm wearing shorts today.
You know.
I know. Totally.
So, totally. Yeah, so that it was kind of a whirlwind. Last Tuesday, something I had been working on didn't pan out. And I was like, okay, so what do I do? My contract ends in another week. And there's no renewal available, like, because the job is done. And so it was like, you know, I did a quick check of the postings, and I called in a favor from a director, and the next, you know, had an interview booked for, you know, 2 days after. And then 2 days after that, got the offer, and the guy said, I wanted to call you like that day that we had the interview, but they wouldn't let me.
Well, that's great. Congrats, man. That's awesome.
That's very good.
It's been a long road to it, but it's here.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, good news.
Very good. Indeed. And how are things down south, sir?
Well, down here, well, besides the fact that I am wearing shorts today,
Well,
it's still
fair, general.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, 2/3 of us.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's fair.
But this past week, I was an agent of Grinch. Green rapscallion instigating non-traditional Christmas habits.
Uh-oh.
We went to Universal Orlando. It's how we start our holiday season. We did their holiday stuff there. And we saw the Grinchmas show, which is basically they're doing a musical version of, you know, the Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is basically really good because also they like just put in just enough of the Jim Carrey-esque stuff to be entertaining, but not to like an hour and a half of going, oh God, is there more of this?
Yeah.
So it was a good time. We had fun. We got to do pretty much everything we wanted to do, including eating at dinner at the same restaurant when I had that Halloween milkshake.
Mm. Oh, yes.
So I also had a milkshake for dessert this time.
Oh, good golly.
Man, let's bring that up.
That's a hell of a thing.
That is the, hold on, we get the dessert menu up here. That is the red velvet milkshake. Vanilla ice cream, a red velvet cupcake, raspberry sauce, rainbow sprinkles, whipped topping, and maraschino cherry.
Wow.
I just took the velvet cupcake off and had that for breakfast the next day.
Right. So they basically pierced the cupcake with the straw.
Yes.
To hold it in place. That's genius. That's just brilliant design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next time, I think I want the right side up shake, which has a slice of pineapple upside down cake on top.
That is outstanding.
Oh my goodness.
I barely finished drinking the milkshake anyway, even without eating that cupcake.
I believe it.
I would imagine. Yeah, that's
a meal.
Well, plus we also, the appetizer was their warm chocolate almond bread.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so good. We stopped eating it halfway through and we said, you know what? This would be amazing with coffee in the morning. So we took it back to the room and we were dunking in the coffee the next morning. Oh, so
that's awesome.
Wow. Wow.
It was a thing of beauty.
It is. It is indeed.
It was a good time.
The bestest meals.
Travis ain't the only one that's looking for food.
That's right. That's right. I'm always a little disappointed when he does one where there isn't any food involved. It's
I thought me too. I'm like, come on, man, have you something good?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good grief.
All righty. Well, here we are. We made it to issue 17, the final issue.
Sniff.
Yep. It's, Rebels 96, number 17.
Yeah, it's a shame this series only went like the 17 issues. That's
I mean, did any of the other beyond Starman, let's take that out of the running because we know that lasted a while. Is this the longest one of like the post 0 hour series? Primal Force only lasted 15, I believe.
Right. Okay. So then there was Manhunter.
That was 12.
Yeah. So it was. Let's see.
Was there a Fate or a Dr. Fate or?
There was Fate. There was Fate, which then became went into Book of Fate, done by Giffen.
So that might be like a tie because I think it was like a year and like maybe like a 6-issue series. So that might be the only one that beats it. Maybe. I mean, what did Xenobrood come out at that time after 0 hour?
Yes. Yes. Okay, Xenobrood was a launch title.
Yeah, that was like.
But it was only a limited series, right? Like at least that one was intended.
I couldn't remember. I just knew it was a miniseries, but I wasn't sure if it was, you know, intended as a miniseries or became a miniseries.
No, it was advertised as one initially, from what I recall. Having just looked at this recently, because we did all the 0 hour stuff on the other show, Pretty sure that that's the way that one ended up. Okay, so we've got that. Who else was there? Right, so Xenobrood, Primal Force.
Starman Rebels.
Starman, obviously. Yeah,
yeah. I'm looking real quick. I found a list of Zero issues. I'm trying to see what looks like they started there. I know. I think Anima already had started. No, yeah, Anima had already started.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was already running. Because she came out of Bloodlines.
Yeah. So Fate, Gunfire.
I think, was that just a...
Maybe. I mean, because there's a list of tie-ins and then Zero Mountain. There's no Gunfire tie-in. But he might have had a series. He might probably had a series already, right? Because he was also a Bloodline character.
Again, Gunfire was a... He was a post...
Primal
Force, so...
Rebels.
Yeah.
And Zero Root. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at the trade to see if they have any of the house ads at the back, and I see Manhunter, Dr. Mist, and that was like Jack-O-Lantern and Ragman as well, right?
No Ragman, because I did like Primal Force, but it was a revamp of the Claw, like one of the Bronze Age sword and sorcery characters. And Dr. Mist and
Jack-O-Lantern. Yeah. Oh, and that's right. That's right. It was sort of the new Red Tornado.
Yeah. That's who the Red Tornado that shows up in Young Justice. They started doing him that way when he first started. Like, he was just kind of like, he didn't talk. And they also brought in Black Condor, and they had a character there that I'm trying to remember. I believe they were kind of intending to say he was like a descendant. He was like a kid of one of the, I think, Johnny Thunder.
Oh, okay.
The JSA Johnny Thunder.
Right.
He had like electrical type powers.
Yeah. And they had Gollum.
Yeah, that's right. That was a Gollum too. Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is. Yes, drew together several of obscure characters from DC's horror and action titles from the 70s and updated the Global Guardians concept. So you had.
I think Nightmaster was part of it too.
Well, see, this is where I think we start mixing it up with. What was that one that came out of
Shadow Pact?
Thank you. Yes. Totally. Because that had Ragman in it.
Yes.
Didn't it?
Yes, that had Ragman.
Yeah, okay. So that I was definitely, mixing those two up.
And, no, Nightmaster just said ally. So Nightmaster's right. He appeared in Primal Force. That's where I first really saw him before they brought him back in Day of Judgment and all that stuff that led to...
Right, yes.
But yeah, the character was Will Power, and his father, Johnny Thunder.
Will Power, oh my.
Oh.
Yeah. And, and Meridian. That's right, and she could travel along the ley lines, and...
Yeah, Will was definitely more useful than his father. He was definitely better.
Will Power. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says, basically when your family thing is Johnny Thunder, father, Peachy Pet, adopted sister. It's like, oh, God, yes, that's right.
Oh, God. That's right.
Little Peachy.
But yeah, Steven Siegel.
Huh.
Right, and he was the one who did... Didn't he do some of Sandman Mystery Theater?
Yep, towards the end.
Mm-hmm. He also he co-wrote that. He also was the writer of the second series of Alpha Flight.
Right.
Oh, right.
That was the one where they got like a little weird. There was like a little conspiratorial. Like it turned out the Sasquatch wasn't actually any of the characters we knew as Sasquatch. It turned out to be actually an actual Sasquatch.
Right. Yeah. So not.
And then, oh yeah, he also wrote the book for Vertigo, The Crusades.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember House that of, one too.
He wrote the House of Vertigo House of Secrets series.
Yeah.
So busy fella.
Yep. And also he did write some X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, right after Onslaught.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Onslaught.
He did some, he tried doing some weird stuff. I liked it.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't read too much of it after that. And I don't know that I'd read a lot before it. I did read some of it during.
Why?
I don't know.
And I mean, I'm talking about someone who's getting it then. I'm still going, why?
Yeah, I think, I definitely read more of that than I, you know, really needed to.
Yeah. No, it was interesting after when he was writing Uncanny, Joe Kelly was writing X-Men.
Oh, and that's when Joe Madd started on the book, right?
Joe Madd had been doing it, I think, before that.
Really?
Steven Siegel, I think, was doing like issues like 351, 352.
Okay.
And Joe Madd, I know, was the artist on like 350, which was the Trial of Gambit. How do I know this crap? I mean, I could be wrong
about
numbers, but I think I'm right. But yeah, no, he was, but yeah, it seemed like they brought them in because they wanted them to do some new, different stuff. And then they left in less than a year because it's like, we want you to do some new, interesting stuff. But as long as it's the new, interesting stuff we tell you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No going off on your own. Yeah, I so it makes me think, like, is it that they kind of use these events, you know, and you know, pivoting from something like an Onslaught, because I think they pushed out some new titles after that too.
Well, yeah, the Heroes Reborn books.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a big example of it, isn't it?
But also Thunderbolts.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, you know, the tendency is to push out a whole bunch of books that kind of launch out of the event. And, you know, we can go back to, Crisis was a ton of new books. But, you know, even Millennium had the new Guardians.
True.
I think that might have been about it. You know, Legends had Justice League, Suicide Squad. Yep. A bit of a better track record, don't you think?
yeah. And, this book came out of Invasion. Well, I mean, Legion.
That's right. Yeah. Perfect example. Absolutely. And so, I mean, we can look at, you know, I guess Rebels did technically come out of Zero Hour, but I think that was to give it kind of a push.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, well, we get to start with a new number one, and because we were starting to get to that time of the industry.
And yeah. To be fair, this is one of the few times where they actually did do enough of a change that didn't just change back right away, where you actually could go, okay, this is warranted. This is really changing things.
Yeah, it was an actual status quo change for sure. And they stuck with it. So, but yeah, like I think, you know, generally speaking, and I mean, the ones that came out of things like Bloodlines or Underworld and Underworld Unleashed were less.
I don't think any new books, because I just finished, reread all of Underworld Unleashed, and I don't think anything new came out of Underworld.
Huh. That's interesting that they maybe they'd been burned enough by it, because they did. I mean, with that one, they just did a ton more tie-ins.
Yeah.
Like everything tied into it. And Whereas before it was largely, you know, you'd have a few tie-in titles, but for the most part, it was all about launching new books. And maybe they were just getting to a point of maybe that's not such a great idea right now. You know, 96 was, you know, they were starting to feel a bit more of a pinch.
Yeah. Well, that would be down, probably a bit of a downtime for them.
Yeah.
Especially with Image doing what it was doing. And then a year later, was like when the year or so later was when the Hero of Warren stuff happened. So.
Yeah. And that was massive. I mean, it was such a big deal. So I know that that's when they sort of started to see things kind of flatten out a bit, sales wise. So maybe that was a, let's not do a whole bunch of new titles after Underworld Unleashed. And, you know, and I'm trying to think of like, you know, other crossovers after that. After that would have been, Final Night would have come after that. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because that was with the Reboot Legion.
Right. Yes, that's right. So, and I think that there were, they just seemed to be less of a push out a bunch of titles. Like, I don't know that they really did that again until Infinite Crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
You know, maybe a title or two out of Our Worlds at War, but Infinite Crisis was where they got back to the, all right, let's use these to launch stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Our Worlds at War had anything come out of it either, because
yeah,
I mean that was also one of the ones where there wasn't even a miniseries. It's like Axe Avengers.
So that was just totally told in other books.
Ongoings or one shots, but
right. Okay. You like they did with Bloodlines was a bit like that. It's like here's a one shot and away we go.
Yeah, but at least Bloodlines and Eclipse will both have bookends. These are all just like random one shots. It was like a Young Justice one shot or Wonder Woman one shot.
Right, which is a good point because the thing to note is this is where we started to move away from events that were told purely in annuals. Right. We'd got into that with Armageddon 2001.
Yep.
And that became the tradition. It was the annuals. That's where they would do the big crossover. So you'd have the bookend series and it would be told through all of the annuals. But Zero Hour and Underworld Unleashed both crossed over into actual titles, like ongoing stuff. So it wasn't done in the same manner.
Yeah.
It was a clear move away from that, from what had been kind of a standard operating procedure for a while.
Yeah, and I think for actually a little while they didn't have new titles really coming out because, I mean, yeah, I found a list from the podcast DC OCD where they just do the events.
Uh-huh.
So in their order, because they tried to do them in order, it's like Underworld Unleashed, and then they have Final Night, Genesis, yep. And I don't think really there were things coming out of those books. DC 1 Million, I mean, maybe Our Man counted for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Day of Judgment.
And that was the Hal Becomes the Spectre one, right?
Yeah, so that's really the only thing you could say came out of that.
Spoilers, yeah. Okay, so we got, but that was a replacement for an existing a recently finished Spectre series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really most of the ones I'm seeing now are kind of like either really small, more contained, or like even like just 1 month crossovers. Like after Day of Judgment, we had Young Justice, Sins of Youth.
Yeah, they were more like house type. You know what I mean? Like the Superman books would do a miniseries or the
Bruce Wayne,
the
Batman
books or the
or Panic in the Sky.
Yeah,
where it's a storyline that's contained in a particular family of books.
Yeah, and even Joker Last Laugh, which did do out like the whole DC, the universe, it still was just really the 1 month. It just happened there and that was it. You know, next month
that was when they were doing like fifth week events.
Right.
I think Joker like fell into that we've got 5 weeks in a month, so let's fill it with fluff or filler or a mini series.
Yeah, it's also possible. Yeah, they did a lot of that, I remember, too. New Year's Evil, Girl Frenzy. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they did all sorts of things.
Crazy.
Yes.
Neat. So that's how it goes, huh?
That is how it goes. All righty. So that was our long circuitous route to get back to the end. Back to Rebels number 17.
All right.
We have got a cover by Oquin, and it says done after Kitson.
Issue 70 of Legion. I was looking it up before.
Oh.
Where Dox is being dragged off in chains.
Because it was the last issue.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. I like the parallelism. I like it.
Yep. Dox is being dragged off by all of the rebels, and little baby Lyra is watching from the background there.
And he's either giving a mock salute to his father or he's trying to use telepathy.
Yes, that's right. Oh, we'll watch the eyebrows.
Are his eyebrows moving? I don't even think he has eyebrows in this picture.
I think his eyebrows are always arched.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's in permanent mind control. There we go. All righty. Well, who wants to take this one?
I shall take this.
All righty.
All right. So, Deliverance. Get your banjos ready, folks. This one comes to us from, of course, Tennessee Pyre, Derek Oquin, Phyllis Novan. She's the inker. Stuart Heifetz is the computer colorist. Gaspar is the letterer. We have assistant editor Peter Tomasi and editor Dan Raspler, who has pretty much been with this book a good long stretch, the previous series. Yeah. So, you know, he's got a good... all right, and we start off. It is apparently Lyril's bar mitzvah. We are at Legion headquarters on Karen. He says, "Today, I am a man. My mastery of the Legion client worlds is complete, and soon my mind control wave will overtake the entire galaxy. And I did it all by myself. And to make things perfect, my parents are here to share the moment with me. You must be so proud." "Proud, Lyril?" says Dox. "Your fanatical ambition makes me ashamed." And Stealth says, "You didn't get it from my side of the family." And he says, "No parental support. How tragic." "Unlock these bonds," says Stealth, "and I'll show you tragic, you little scum." He screams, "Ah!" And, "Sir, we're getting reports of mob violence from the Argite Quarter." And she says, "My gods, they've looted Armory 23. "What? I'll deal with you two in a minute." Doc says, "You all right, Stealth?" She says, "No, I'm not. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I'm wounded. And I'm tied up next to the creep who shot me." And he says, "To save you?" Oh, they're going full Dave and Maddie here.
Yeah.
"Thanks. If I ever get my hands on a knife, I'll return the Grokken favor." "Quiet. Remember when the mind wave hit on Devon 6 and we were immune? We just had an accident, remember?" "We were in pain. When the mind wave hit again, I merely sought to duplicate that condition." "Oh, I shot myself too, if it's any consolation." "It is." "I just wish you'd shot the rest of our brainwashed pals before they brought us here." "Phase reporting as ordered, sir." "Phase, we stand..." I'm going to differentiate Lyril's voice. "Phase, we stand at the brink of victory. But the Argites have chosen this moment to revolt. It's suicide. You and your team will make it an assisted suicide. And Phase?" "Yes, sir." "If you'll excuse me, I'd like to spend some time with my family." As I was going to say, you don't scare me anymore, Mummy. I know how to beat you. I studied everything I've known about your unique physiology, particularly your reaction to certain drugs, and I extrapolated the rest. Sweet dreams, Mummy. And he's got like it looks like something out of the Invisibles.
Yes.
He's got, you know, this little glove with vials and needles on it. And he injects her with that, and splush, she splatters.
Yeah, she goes all blobby.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some weird stuff here. This is not.
No.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's.
She's going all Rita on the Doom Patrol TV show.
Yes.
Yes, totally, true. Totally. Yeah. Stealth. That was bloody uncalled for, you little. And he's got a bit of stealth on him. Shut up, Father. I don't need your approval. From now on, the only opinion that matters is mine. Just as my satellite transmissions have given me the galaxy, your so-called Webbles will give me Cairn. And when we see Captain Comet coming in for a landing. People of Arga Prime, since the day you immigrated to Cairn, you've been the victims of racist persecution. This place is the source of your impression. But today, we reclaim Legion headquarters in the name of justice. Follow my lead and be careful. Careful? Of cops? We're more a match for those stupid cops. And we see the whole crowd of them. Well, if it isn't Captain Comet and his Argy Brigade. And Faye says, don't you people knock? And the kid's like, And Comet says, leave them to me. And we switch back to into the headquarters. Well, son, now that you've mutilated your mother, I suppose you have plans for me. No need. She scales me. You don't. Oh, and why is that? Because all I ever wanted was to be you, to apply my intellectual gifts to ordering the cosmos, just as you've always done. Are we so bloody similar? What was it that Neron said? If you want Legion back, if you wish to defeat Lyril Dox, just remember whose son he is. And Lydia says, don't flatter yourself, Dox. Your son surpassed you long ago. Lydia, can't you see he's controlling your mind? Remember the last time when Mr. Star brainwashed you? Way back in Legion 90, issue 19. And she says, shut up. Remember what you did? Shut up. Remember how your own mother screamed as you tore her apart? Mother, no. And she hits a little thing that goes all fizzack, and that lets Dox out of his bonds. Thank you, Lydia. Lydia, what's all that chattering about? And Dox is on him, and he hits Dox with a haymaker, and he's into a shelf full of chemicals, and I'm sure he's going to develop super speed.
Super speed any second now. That's right.
Fairly good with your fists, son. How's the toilet training progressing? You really shouldn't provoke me, Father. And it's all his suits all like snip snip shunk shunk slip thunk, thunk. And it seems to have grown. He says, because now I'm going to have to punish you. I've tried to reason with you. I've tried threats and bribes, but you're just too stubborn. And he kicks him right into that thing of chemicals. So just remember, as much as this hurts you, it hurts me more. And he says, Lyril, what? Shield your eyes, you little bastard. And he kicks the dome on his on the top of his suit and smashes the glass and basically hurls him into the paste that used to be stealth. Ugh, mommy, I can't move. I'm stuck. Oh, hold still, son. Father will fix everything. Chunk. I don't know that he necessarily fixed everything. Oh, he's taken the gauntlet with the needle, and he flashes back on Neron saying, "Just remember whose son he is." And he says, "I remember, Neron. I remember." And so he had filled basically, he hit Lyril with the same chemicals that Lyril had hit Stealth with. And of course, he goes all splurch as well.
Oh, and, we got blobs everywhere.
Got green and yellow blobs. What does green and yellow make?
I don't know. Yellowy green.
Yeah.
He says, "I remember, Neron, I remember. And Lyril, don't you forget, whatever genetic anomaly made you react to those drugs, you didn't get it from my side of the family." And Lydia comes in and she's pissed off. She says, "What did you do to him?" "Lydia, fash. I thought we'd straighten this out. You should be asking, what did he do to you?" And he knocks her out. And computer, display the component files of the mind control wave. No such files exist. Of course. Try the enlightenment wave. Loading. It seems he just took apart my old enhanced charisma software and tweaked it a bit. Clever lad. If I make a few simple deletions and one key addition and reconfigure the wave to bounce back to Cairn, yes, this should do it. Flash.
Giant universal flash.
Yeah, flash, and it's getting everybody. And now then, all we need to do is wait. And not for long, it seems, as there's an explosion at the door. Lyril Dox, the people have come for... Vril Dox? Strata, grab him. If he's hurt, Lyril. Everyone settle down. Yes, and Faye says, "Yes, master, forgive us. All hail Vril Dox, his will is all." And Strata says, "Please, master, rule us." And he says, "Sorry," as he walks out with a couple of big jars of chemicals.
Yellow
says, "Sorry."
Goop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Lyril and Stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Says, "Sorry,
he's bottled them.
I'm not interested." Oh yeah, I see now. He had done this before. Oh, well, you know. He says, "Sorry, not interested," and off he goes. And Legion assumes full responsibility for the abuses incurred under the previous regime. We apologize to all worlds that had any dealings whatsoever with the previous regime. We have begun making reparations to the hundreds of worlds that have suffered. We have restored all toppled governments, freed all political prisoners, emptied the labor camps, and compensated the slaves. We've begun psionic scans of mind-controlled Legion personnel in order to deal with any psychological after-effects. Oh, and they all look very happy, all the Legion officers. Moreover, we have canceled all contracts. Any worlds wishing to remain under Legion protection may negotiate with us at any time. Any that don't, we understand and wish you well. Whether you stay or not, we will make restitution however we can. And we flash on Stealth. And what we won't give you is vengeance. No Legion personnel who participated were responsible for their actions. The true culprit is incapacitated. Prosecuting him would serve no purpose. Rather than dwell on the crimes of the past, let's build for the future. And we see that it is Comet that is speaking.
When you see that whole group of Legion officers, one of the ones in front, that's one of the people from that water world from like issues 5 and 6, where they tried to save them, and then the leader betrayed them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I guess they're trying to show that, you know, even people from there now are joining.
Yeah, exactly. So someone says to Comet, "Hey, Chief, it's going to work, isn't it? If we can raise some credits."
That's Baby Gigantus.
Oh, of course it is.
Little
Gigantus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Comet says, "If we can raise some credits, I think I just gave all of ours away." FaZe. "Hey, FaZe. I still can't believe that you're so comfortable with this. Come on, you'll be a great leader. The rank and file made the right choice. But you were Legion's second in command before the..." "Look, I'm not ready to run the show yet. I still have to find out who I am, remember? Now
So you're not Enya anymore.
Hmm. Oh, I like this. Now I'm confused. I vaguely remember Mary Jane telling me that you learned your identity. I wish. No comment. I'm afraid that never happened.
Yes.
That is fantastic, Dig.
Perfect.
And then Stealth says, I got to get home, gang. It's been days. Kiss the baby for me, Stealth. Right. Stratus says, take care, honey. See you next shift. And she gets home and says, Docs, about that deal with Neron. And hello to you, Stealth. You said you sold him somebody else's soul. Whose was it? It's unclear. Oh, give me a grokkin break. When was anything ever unclear to you? I mean it. I persuaded Neron to attach the debt to my bloodline. It comes due in, about 1,000 years. Oh. Docs, you sold out your own descendant? My descendant? Perhaps. Anyway, Neron loved the idea. He'd hoped for a more innocent soul than mine. Don't look so worried. If Neron's still around, my heir should be able to outsmart him, don't you think? I don't know. Lyril seems pretty average now. What if he doesn't pass on your super intelligence? Then perhaps we'd better try again. That's not funny. We'll fight about this later, Docs. I've got to get some sleep. Night, you two. Stealth, I've read that parental affection is essential to a proper upbringing. Perhaps you'd like to hold him? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. And he's got all snot and drool on him, that little Laryl. And he goes, Gla? And Doc says, well, you did behave pretty wretchedly. Never mind. We got work to do. Come on, Chief. Let's go bend some creatures to our will. And they go into the garden, I guess.
Yeah, so it looks like.
Yeah. And that's what they're going to work with instead. Probably for the best. Maybe when you get the whip hand over somebody, you do go dead, says Alan Silito. And maybe you can loose your grip and let the whip drop, you come alive. And we see their little ship take off. The end.
The end.
Everything.
Go ahead.
At the top of the letter column, well, this is it, the end, the last letter column. Since I have so many letters and not enough space, I'm going to have to run one letter on each issue that has seen print as of this writing. Then I'll run a few emotional letters regarding the demise of the title. So I guess there was a story that followed with Captain Comet in Showcase 96. And just skipping down to the bottom, you know, it's a lot of the usual people, Charles D. Brown, Melissa Page, Joe Kucharski the III, and, you know, sort of names we used to see a lot. Mike Williams says, I give up. I quit. I'm tired of reading underrated books that sparkle with clever plotting, sharp dialogue, and really interesting characters that don't fall into standard cliches molds for team comics that seem so popular these days. Just get too damn involved in these titles and then have them snatched out from under me. But at the end of it, Peter signs off saying, and so the night crashes down around our heads. Thank you all for your support and your letters. It's always great to hear from you. Don't be strangers. If you think one silly letter doesn't make a difference, you're wrong. Every one of you makes a difference. Write in. Let everyone know you're out there and enjoying a specific title. It doesn't have to be pages long. A paragraph is just fine. Even a few words. As a famous sneaker once said to me, just do it. I only am escaped, alone to tell thee. And he says, since there's no next issue, oh, yeah, because he used to do this.
Yeah.
And so he says, since there's no next issue, the above quotation is from Moby Dick, while last issue's answer is Chinatown. And this last cover by Derek O'Quinn and John Dell. Uh-huh. And there we go. The end.
Yeah, everything's kind of wrapped up. They're still out there at this point in time in DCU land, floating around, doing their thing.
Yeah, and I remember so little of the next series that it will all feel very new to me.
Heck, yeah, mm-hmm. I remember bits and pieces, but that's it.
And it meant, you know, I felt the same way about Legion. You know, it was like... you know, I had completely forgotten about what happened to Larissa. So when it happened, it was like, oh my God.
It was all new.
Like, wait, she wasn't around? Yeah, it was all new to me.
Because you probably forgot because Lydia was there and, you know, another blue-skinned woman from Talak throwing shadow stuff around.
You know, it's... there was a good 20 years in between there, so... A lot of... A lot of stuff through the brain pan, as it were. So there we go. Huh.
All righty.
I got to say, this was a really consistent run, these 17 issues.
Yeah, it was. It was good. One Vision, one creative team, two. One consistent writer and one mostly consistent penciler.
Yeah, he didn't miss a lot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. I will say one thing about the creative team. I was just checking the next Rebel series real quick.
Yeah.
And we are definitely losing somebody we've had since the beginning. We don't get to say Gaspar anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't pass away until like 2016, but he doesn't do the next Rebel series. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know if he will do some random things. For all I know, you know, random Lobo stuff. But Angolin? No. No more.
No more Gaspar.
And it was fine work that he did. Now, I don't know. Did he work right up to the end?
I don't know if he worked up to the end. But, I mean, he was doing stuff at least I saw in 2008, at the time of that series, which is 2008.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. Alrighty. Well,
there we go.
There we go. That closes the door on this series.
Oh, and here's why he didn't do a lot of work after that was Saladino always lettered by hand. Likewise, his word balloons were drawn freehand, never with a template. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'm looking him up on comics.org right now. I'm just trying to get jump to his last page to see what the last things they have listed by him.
Yeah, it says here his output after 2002 was minimal.
Yeah, everything would have gone like digital and
stuff like that. It all did. Everyone was doing that stuff in Illustrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, that last page. It's all reprints anyway. Oh, yeah, 2020.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's all reprints, you know. Tales of the Batman, Marvel Ultimate, Tales of the Batman, City of Eagleheart. Yeah. Facsimile editions.
There you go.
All righty. Well, folks, we will see you all next week. In the meantime, if you want to drop us a line, you can send us a note at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the Facebooks. I think that's it. I think those are the places.
They are indeed. Or over at the website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. Right. Where you can leave a comment on this or any episode.
Yes. All righty. Catch you all, L-A-T-E-R.
See you on the F-L-I-P-S-I-D-E.
B-Y-A-K-H-T-O-L-K-O-V-A-P-R-E-P-A-R-I-A-N.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al's gotten into sentences now. He's decided the single words aren't enough. He's got to go for full-on freaking phrases.
Good grief.